Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Would you believe it?
Believe what?
It's another bonus episode of Stall It.
I don't believe it.
I'm telling you now.
I don't believe you.
Do you not believe me?
Prove it.
Owen, any questions?
Nope.
Told you. Oh. Didn't I fucking tell you, huh?
Are we not? Where are we? What's going
on? What's going on? What are we doing in this podcast? What are we doing in this person's phone?
The walls are closing in.
Oh, no, I do believe you. I do believe that
you
it's a
believe
bonus.
Me, Owen?
Yeah. Al has a question for you.
Al Foran?
No, just, well, no. Just
Al Pacino?
Just an other Alan. If you were left on a deserted island with either your worst enemy or nobody, which one would you choose?
If I was left on a deserted island with my worst enemy or nobody, like either or them, is it?
Me or no one?
I struggle to think. Yeah. Do you have any enemies?
Like, oh, it'd probably be Joe.
Like, Joe has a lot of enemies.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of people there. Be like a party. Like a festival.
Spite fest.
I feel like I don't have any enemies.
I don't know if you do.
But someone you just don't like then.
Joey Barton.
Oh, you and Joey Barton on an island. Huh? Yeah. Him saying sexist shit and you're going, ah, ne-. But if there's no one around, if there's no one around, who can be offended?
Me.
On behalf of who?
Women. Who else? I feel like it has to be someone in my life.
Oh, I can think of someone.
What about that fella who you had the row with in the pub? You went belly to belly with him.
Oh, him, yeah.
Belly to belly.
The double denim fella,
he said I went belly to belly. Oh, I did go belly to belly. Wasn't like skin though.
Didn't lift the tabs up.
Short on
no
t-shirt.
Slapping sound.
Short on denim.
Gilet on gilet.
No, gilet on Wrangler. Double denim chat. Yeah, I'd probably just go with him then. Coming into the bar and, where'd you get that point from? You fat bastard. Yeah. We're on an island now, so none of that.
Do your head in.
I boxed the head up on that island.
Wreck your head though.
I'll leave him for dead.
You may as well be on the island with no one then.
And then I'd befriend a football called Wilson.
Like Castaway.
Like Castaway.
Like Castaway. Yeah. I'd like to be on an island with an enemy, because then if worse comes to worse,
yeah,
you have a bit of food.
Like that film Alive. Nom 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 nom.
Nom 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 nom. Oh, lovely bit of arse cheek. That's what he ate. In that Alive film, like, that's based on real events.
Yeah.
And he were eating their arse because loads of meat on the arse.
Here's a question for you. If it could be procured without harming anybody, would you eat human meat? If it was lab grown, that's the question. Sorry, I heard someone say this question recently. If it was lab grown, would you eat human meat?
Yeah, I would. Mm. Lovely. Love a little bit of muscle. Out of curiosity. Yeah.
What would you compare it to?
Well, I don't know. I think that's...
Is it its own thing?
You know what? I'm going to look that up for you.
It would be like eating orangutan meat. Have you ever had orangutan meat?
But like a meat that I may have had, like roast beef?
No, roast beef would be a lot tougher than human. It would be like lamb.
Would it?
It'd be like lamb.
Love a bit of lamb.
Yeah.
I had that on Sunday. Yesterday. Yesterday, Sunday?
Yes.
Had that yesterday. Could have been human lamb.
Full grown piece animal though. A little baby lamb. I wouldn't be able to eat a lamb.
Of course you would.
I don't know how you can eat lamb. That's just pure bad. Baby lamb.
Or adult lamb. I don't know.
There's no such thing as an adult lamb. That's a sheep.
I'm reading an article from The Guardian here from 2010. They have a quote from a German man who was a cannibal. Armin Mews. M-E-I-W-E-S. He apparently ate a lot of one of his victims. He said in an interview from prison, he said, it tastes like pork, a little bit more bitter, stronger. It tastes quite good. I mean, he would say that. Then there was William Bueller Seabrook, who was a journalist with the New York Times. He travelled extensively in West Africa at the early parts of the 20th century. He became fascinated with the idea of cannibalism, and he persuaded a medical intern at the Sorbonne, the university in Paris, to give him a chunk of human meat from the body of a healthy man killed in an accident. He cooked it, he ate it, and he described it as, he said it was like good, fully developed veal. not young but not yet beef. It was very definitely like that, and it was not like any other meat I had ever tasted. It was nearly, it was so nearly like good, fully developed veal that I think no person with a palate of ordinary, normal sensitiveness could distinguish it from veal. It was mild, good meat, with no other sharply defined or highly characteristic taste, such as, for instance, goat, high game, or pork.
I'm sold. I'm convinced. Now, it's weird because part of me wants to say no because it's human and it's grown from human cells. Like even the lab grown one, it's grown from human cells. So you're still eating part of a human.
Yeah, but you're chewing on it. No, it's just different.
But it's lab. If it's lab grown, then
I'm gonna say no. I wouldn't like to try it.
Why?
I just find it disgusting.
But it's not real. It's like lab grown.
I know, but it's still like even when he's describing like cannibals and what texture it is or what it tastes like or whatever, it makes me skin crawl. Freaks me out.
I look at a leg. You know that big bit of muscle at the back of your leg, your toy.
Mm.
Oh, that looks lovely. I'd say that'd be gorgeous. Like, hands down.
If it was accepted, you'd see them in replace of kebabs in the shop. You'd just see the big shtick of fucking leg. Human leg.
Human leg. Save a fortune on funerals.
Fucking hell.
Yeah?
I wouldn't be into that. Lab or no lab. Nah.
No.
There was a fella in... this is also from that article. Carl Denke from... Where was he from? Warsaw.
Karol Denke.
In Poland. In 1924, he killed about 40 residents of his local area. And he chopped them up and pickled the meat and sold it in jars at the market as pork. And it seems people couldn't tell the difference. So that might give us a hint of what it would taste like.
Pickled?
Pickled pork.
Pickled pork. And then washed it down with a nice glass of Chianti.
Sure, Dahmer was eating them all, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. They're all at it.
Pork chips. Just cooking pork chips with my dad. Sick bastard. Fuck that. Was that the question?
It's not a real person. It's not a real human. It's lab grown.
Still feels like it, though. It's just weird. Do you not think?
Aye, it would.
Fuck
it. A bit of mine. Would you have a bit of mine?
A bit of yours.
I'm after getting the big leg steak. Yeah. I say, here, do you want a forkful?
I'll have a bit of yours.
Sick bastard, you. Oh, you sick bastard, you. Did you hear that?
He wanted me to say it.
Keep it in. Keep it in.
What was the question originally?
Would you eat me?
If you're on the desert island, which your worst enemy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was nothing good to do with eating people. I brought it there.
When you're
sorry
on the desert
that.
Island, you just, the instant thing is cannibalism.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got to a fucking lab. I don't know what you're googling now.
I'd love to see your Google search history.
No. Well, I've just typed in what does human meat taste like.
Yeah. For fuck's sake.
Fucking FBI be booting the start in.
Bum later on. Trying to get them down to sleep and there's a big boot on the door. Sir, can you come with us?
You sick bastard.
Or American for some reason as well.
So, did you decide? Desert Island?
Yeah, but I think we both decided that we'd. Even our worst enemy could possibly be of great entertainment rather than being on your own.
And I was like, you could eat them.
Okay. Fiona has one for you.
Sure.
She says, hey, lads, love the podcast.
Thank you.
This isn't a question as such, but she says, will we ever get a sequel to the Apocalypse How episode? We've never had that request before.
I can't remember how it ended.
I think you both ended up living in some remote cottage somewhere in the northwest of Ireland, I think that was something.
Did I not build a bunker under the gaff?
But you had to leave. You started off building a bunker and then we realised you'd eventually have to get out and you ended up pushing a shopping trolley through a mountain range in Munster with him.
Oh, yeah.
Was I in the shopping trolley?
Most likely.
Was there a euro in it?
So anyway, will we ever get a sequel?
I don't mind. Yeah. I'm up for a sequel to anything.
That was a good episode, actually.
I remember liking that one. It was a good one.
Yeah. So here's the question from Fiona. She says it is inspired by that episode. If you could grant yourself any skill at the click of your fingers, what would you take it? She says it could be anything. The examples she gives are speaking Spanish or sailing. All your choice.
Oh, so it's
speaking Spanish and sailing.
Unrelated to the apocalypse now.
Yeah,
question.
Just, I think it must just be that in that episode we were thinking of what would be useful skills to have, right. And you were wondering how useful the skills of an online sketch comedian would be.
Ironically, I'd like to know how to fly a plane.
Thought you could.
Yeah,
I think I could if I had to, but.
Oh, I'd like to. You could just click your fingers.
Yeah, if it's so easy, why would that be your one choice if it's so easy?
But like everything is easy. Like she says, like if you could click your fingers and
speak Spanish.
Yeah. Could speak Spanish.
Okay, but that's all right.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like if I could click my fingers and do one all thing, language. It wouldn't be language.
All of them.
All of the languages.
If you just click your fingers and just choose what language you want to speak, then.
Breakdance. I could see you being someone who'd love to be able to breakdance.
That would be so pointless. It'd be amazing.
There you go.
Be really cool. I would impress everyone at every party.
Click your fingers and you could do the joy of real good.
I can already do the joy of.
Can you?
Probably. That's what even is the joy of?
Don't know.
Sounds easy.
So lots of jumping involved.
Just the Lindy Hop. No, I don't think it would be anything entertainment wise.
I'd like to be able to click my fingers and just fall asleep instantly.
I'd like to be able to code. And I know that's something that you can learn, just like a language, but like I'd like to be able to code and hack websites and like get into the mainframe, whatever the fuck that is. I want to be able to hack into the mainframe. I want to do what WikiLeaks done.
What if you could like click your fingers and win every poker tournament you enter?
But that's just
like, you just clean up all the time and just have money.
Why not just click your fingers and just win the lotto?
More fun in poker though, knowing that you're going to win. It's like, why is all here?
There's no fun knowing that you will win.
I'd go with sleeping. Sleeping on command.
Can you not?
No, it takes me ages.
I'm really
depends how tired I am, but like, do you know if you're on an aeroplane or yeah, just...
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just be able to do that and go. Well, bit shy though, innit? I feel like there's more to do than that.
Hacking. The mainframe. Hacking the fucking mainframe. Like the... What's the... what happens? There was a website a few years ago, like 5 years ago, 6, 7 years ago, called... It was a website for infidelity. So men and women who wanted to cheat on their partners would sign up to this very private website. And they were promised security, like no one would ever... And it blew up. Like, it was global. Huge. Hundreds of millions of people were using this website. All for cheating. It's a website for cheating. Heather, what was the name of this? Do you know the name of that website? Anyway, it was worth a lot of money.
FBI.
It was worth a lot of money. And then...
Ashley Madison?
Ashley Madison.
It's the name of the site?
Yeah.
Ashley Madison?
Ashley Madison is the name of the site. And it got hacked in 2018.
Leaked.
And they said, the hackers said, take down this website or we're going to disclose everyone's information. They weren't asking for money. They weren't asking for anything. They just wanted to take it down. And they were about to go public with it as well. So people were going to invest. It was like a $1 billion company. Maybe a $350 million company. It was huge. Huge. And then they were trying to figure out how to find out who these hackers were. And they couldn't. And before they knew it, they started releasing the names of everyone that was on the sites and destroyed so many people's lives. People killed themselves. Like, there was because they were all being found out. There was this YouTuber who was like really wholesome Christian man and had kids with his wife. And they cracked YouTube. And he had loads of fucking followers. And he came out. It came out, his name was on the list and he was on it. He didn't kill himself now, but ruined his life. Like so many people, there's so many individual stories of people that were on that.
And shouldn't have been cheating.
Shouldn't have been cheating. But there were so many people on it. And there was countries, there was countries that you would never expect this to be hugely popular on. And they were on it. Dirty bastards. Dirty bastards.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, that was a big one.
That's mad.
Yeah.
So you'd like to hack then?
So I'd like to be able to hack, yeah.
It's a skill.
You'd never know.
I'd love to have a nap.
A nap.
I'm going to
power of a nap.
Fuck it, I'm just going to go with that.
What about being a darts player?
that's good.
That's suddenly good. The world's greatest darts
player. Honestly, you click your fingers, your class of football, like Messi class. Mm.
Then you have to get seen. How do you get seen?
Your skill will take you there.
How?
If you're that good, word on the street, man. This fella, 32 years old, signed him up. The weight of him. So I'll be Messi then.
I'll be a hacker. Hacking into the mainframe, finding out who took down the Irish health system that time.
Good man.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Any more? Or is that?
If you could remove one piece of technology from the world so that it never existed, what would it be? That's from Leroy.
Leroy Sané.
Ooh. Very good question.
I was having a think about this one. Because you asked me when...
I gave him a heads up, yeah, okay, before you came back.
And I was thinking of a tablet. Digital tablet.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're just similar to phones. Just much bigger and very pointless.
That doesn't benefit humanity in any way, shape or form. You're just like, well, that's kind of pointless.
It's just pointless for me. I was just like, it's just a bit shite, like... Because I had an iPad before and I was like, this is just a fucking really big iPhone.
So you're going for, but what, like, over the space of help time?
Humanity?
Yeah.
Not sure, actually. Don't think I would. Would help?
Kill Einstein. I'd kill Einstein because he came up with the theory that created the atomic bomb. So, or, yeah, something. That's technology, isn't it? Like, that'd be considered technology. Or even,
I don't know, that. What did that lead into then, that technology?
A lot. We still use it. That's like quantum physics.
Yeah.
What was the question?
If you could get rid of one piece of technology, what would it be?
The light bulb.
Yeah, fuck light.
They don't need it. Candles all the way.
What about airplanes?
No.
Great. Travelling is great.
We may have to go on holiday.
What about smartphones?
No, that's the job.
That's the day job neither.
No, be in the Shamrock.
But if it wasn't for smartphones, people would be looking for that entertainment in live form. They'd be going out to be entertained.
Yeah. They'd still watch TV. They'd read more books.
Mm.
You'd be able to finish The Shining.
You'd probably get paid more. If there wasn't such thing as the internet, you'd get more money, I'd say.
You'd be looking to get a TV show. Because that's where it'd all be at.
That's where it's at. That's where it was. That's where it would have been. Like in the 90s.
It was a much better place, wasn't it? Like, I suppose when you think of it, fucking the phones destroyed everything.
I would say not even
destroyed,
the phones.
But like...
Well, social media, I would say, rather than the phones, because the phones do lots of good stuff, but...
Social media doesn't bring a lot of good. Like, social media was created to kind of, like, in inverted commas, keep people connected from across the world. Like, you can stay in touch with
just
your cousins.
Like, and just...
Yeah, fucking... If you're not staying in touch with them, they're not that important anyway, Eddie.
People are just going on to give out about everything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so social media.
And we're getting all worked up all the time, yep.
Emails. Sure, we had emails. That's fine. Emails was enough of social media, I think, to keep in touch with people.
There's too many ways to keep in touch. Like, there's Messenger, there's WhatsApp, there's a fucking standard message. Instagram, you can send the message. A bit pointless, like.
The gun, though. Gunpowder. I get rid of gunpowder.
Interesting.
That's a good one.
But then people would have been, like, people would be going around stabbing people with a like big batons and pitchforks and all. Be a lot more macabre, I think.
What?
Slingshots and all that. Cannonballs.
Imagine that. Gangland, like.
Going around with pitchforks. Drive-by pitchfork.
In Canada Goose jackets.
Baseball bat with nails.
Wouldn't know any different.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Slingshots and all. Girl Amato. Ball burdens. Up the hole.
Just throwing rocks and eggs at people. You little rat. Boom.
Unsurprisingly, if gunpowder hadn't been invented, the world would be completely different. I'm just reading, like, very quickly, running through something here, just making some of the examples. The Mongols could have taken over the entire planet. Most countries, if not all, would be monarchies because the American Revolution wouldn't have happened. And modern democracy, as we know it now, would never have taken place there and spread around the world. The world wars and everything else could likely be fought with chemical weapons if they didn't have bullets. They'd find some other way of...
Chemical weapons?
Yeah. So mustard gas and so on, which was used in World War One.
Would they though? Would they have gotten to that point?
I think so.
Because it kind of comes from like explosiveness, and that comes from grenades and big explosions. Now, like, oh, what if these explosions had gases in them?
Yeah. Imagine getting shot.
Wouldn't be very nice.
It wouldn't
be nice at all. Now that I think of it.
That's what I'm happy with that then.
Yeah, delighted. Yeah.
There you go.
Delighted.
Good couple of questions.
Yeah. Interesting ones.
The slagging has stopped for me then, has it? Or are you just not?
No, there was more. I just thought, like, we'll get to you next week.
Lovely. Lovely. Can't fucking wait.
Fair.
It's good shit.
I wouldn't even eat anyone. Brilliant.
Yeah, thanks for your questions, everybody.
It's really nice of you to send them in.
Very kind.
Keep sending them.
Mm.
The more, the better.
Yeah, send more. To style@goloudnow.com. That's the email address.
It is. It's a good one. It's a good one as well.
Owen reads them all.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the Owen's not here, so we'll read them.
We will.
Yeah, sometimes you'll not be here.
I know, but you won't read them.
I won't read them.
We'll read the ones that Owen sends us.
True.
Slán.
All the luck with the best of it.